The job began that night in an alley behind a building facing Montgomery Street. The mixed sounds of harsh Chinese music and loud voices, both English and Chinese, came from the street. Two Chinese men, Cao and Chen, stood hidden in the shadows. Cao's heart was beating so fast, he was sure it would leap from his chest. Standing next to Cao, the older man, Chen, stood unfazed by their task. Under their robes, each held a short-barreled 10-bore shotgun. The shotgun in Cao's sweaty hands frightened him. Movement in the alley caught Cao's attention as two figures moved toward them. They wore black robes and face shields that looked like fencing masks worn by the card dealers in Chinatown. The police often raided the gaming rooms. This attire prevented them from identifying the dealers as they escaped the raids. Reese and Isaac had changed into dealers' robes in one of the tunnels. Two of Chao Lang's men were to meet them in the alley with the shotguns. Reese felt funny walking in the silk slippers they had given him. He was used to boots, and now his feet felt light enough for him to run like the wind. The slippers also made him shorter, more like a tall Chinese. Isaac, already short, now stood average height for a Chinese. The cotton in their ears made each footstep sound as if they had water in their ears. The masks hid their features, and they had practiced their walk under the direction of the old mother. At first glance, they were just two card dealers going to work. The two men of the triad waited as Reese and Isaac walked up to them. Chen and Cao shoved the shotguns into Isaac and Reese's gloved hands. Now armed, Reese and Isaac continued down the alley to a door defined by a crack of light at the bottom. Isaac groped for the handle, half expecting it not to open, surprised when it did. Stepping through the door, they saw a dead man on his back staring up at them. Silently, they moved down the hall to another door, where they entered another small, dimly lit hallway. Three men were in the hallway. Two were dead. The third man bowed to the black-robed figures, then left the way they had come. Reese and Isaac moved to a beaded curtain that covered the entrance to the gaming room and looked in. The room was long with a low ceiling, lighted by gas lamps. The only furnishings were the gaming tables. Groups of men stood at each table as black-robed dealers wearing wire masks dealt and called the cards. Reese figured there must be 100 or more people in the room. Two Chinese, dressed in white shirts and black pants, sat in tall chairs placed on a raised platform. Reese touched Isaac on the shoulder and pointed to two other Chinese in the crowd close to the platform. These were the bodyguards for the men on the platform. Isaac nodded his head in understanding. The two killers stepped through the curtain and headed for the front of the platform. They seemed invisible as the crowd of gamblers parted without looking. Reese positioned himself in front of the two men on the platform while Isaac stood in back of the two bodyguards. The roar of the big guns was deafening to the crowded gamblers, but the cotton in the shooter's ears muted the sound of the shotguns and the screams of the wounded and frightened patrons. Reese's blasts destroyed the upper bodies of his two targets, splashing blood, brains, and bits of clothing across the whitewashed wall behind the platform. Isaac's targets had no wall behind them, only the crowd. While the bodyguards took most of the shot, some passed through and all around them. Three patrons lay dead, while several more lay wounded. No one seemed to connect the shooting with the men in black robes. Pandemonium broke loose as terrified people scrambled to escape the carnage, staying close to the wall. Reese and Isaac moved methodically to the door they had entered and disappeared. Cao and Chen had stayed in the alley as instructed. The two robed assassins had been gone just a few minutes when Cao saw the door open and the two stepped into the alley, handing the shotguns to the Chinese. From the street in front of the gambling hall, the four men heard panicked people screaming and shouting, followed by the piercing sound of police whistles calling for more officers.